The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I could sing a different kind of song. I could chase more money. Yeah, I could try to be famous. Everybody love me. I could try to muddy up my message. I could water down my words till nobody knows what I'm saying. But that ain't gonna work, cause if you know Jesus like I know Jesus, then you know the reason why. I'm putting love on the radio, spreading joy everywhere I go. There's no way to hide my hope. Oh, no. Save my soul, the only way I know, with love on the radio.
Matthew West is this young man's name. He is just one of the brightest stars on the music scene. Happens to do Christian music. And I'm telling you, as I would say, you know, because I'm the New York, Jersey snarky guy, and I'm thinking Christian music, what is that, you know? I said, man, but it is so big now, and he's one of the top five top Christian artists out there. So when I was down at the Fish, we refer to the station as the Fish down there in Nashville, Tennessee, Salem Media's Nashville affiliate, and I was down there with my buddy Greg, and just could not have been more hospitable. I thank everybody down there, Salem and Nashville. And they said, hey, Joe, there's a country star. He wants to meet you. And I go, country? What's country? No. Well, he's a Christian singer. A Christian singer wants to meet me? They go, yeah. Matthew West wants to meet you. I'm going like, sure. So we finished up the show, went over, and I had, you know, when I tell you, and I'm looking down the news that Frankie really meticulously puts together for you every morning for me to report to you about, we got the Nevada caucuses tonight. We got the debate tonight, rather. And it's going to be with Mike Bloomberg. Listen, this is going to, you can't make it up, you know? The presidential pardon of Blagojevich and of Bernard Kerik. That is big. What is happening with Roger Stone? You know, what about this rift, quote unquote rift? Is that rift manufactured with Attorney General Barr? Look, I could go through all of this, you know, all of the news that the coronavirus, everything that we see, all the violence that is happening in New York City, the anti-Semitic rise that we talked about with our friend Dov Hyken. So it's nice when I go outside the country and people say, you know, oh, look at the bad shape we're in. We're not. I see it. I travel this great country. It makes me proud. Every time I step away and I fly out and I'm in Oklahoma or I'm in Oakland, California, you know, we think it's a liberal bastion. No, there are great patriots there as well. Even in Beverly Hills when I go out there. But as I go around, whether I'm in Orlando or the Kansas City, you know, and then down in Nashville, people are great. They're nice. We're good people. I'm tired of everybody telling us how bad we are. I'm tired of everybody telling us how racist we are. And I'm tired when you're not allowed to use the word God in school. You can't say that. We are one nation under God. You know, we are. Whether they want it or not, they're not going to take it away. They're trying to take it away, and they're not going to take it away. It's about God. It's about family. It's about country. It's what I believe in my heart. And if that's wrong, you know, if the progressives don't understand that, then I'm not going to vote for them. Like I used to in the old days, I would vote blindly. I'm not. I'm believing in it. And then when you meet a nice, bright young kid like this Matthew West kid, it just really emboldens everything that I believe in. So what I did was we recorded Matthew down there in Nashville. So I just thought, because I love you, and I think we are like-minded in believing in this great country. So I wanted to introduce you to another patriot contemporary Christian musician Matthew West.
Matthew West with Joe Piscopo on the radio. And so I'm down in Nashville, and I heard this wonderful, wonderful, talented kid was down the hallway. And thanks to Greg, a big shout out to Greg. Greg, what's your last name so I know? Greg Robertson needs a raise from Salem Media, just so everybody knows. So,
Joe said that.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Greg, for the hospitality. But that is something I heard. Matthew was down there. You're a quote-unquote Christian, contemporary Christian star, but you're a huge star, man. And, you know, I'm on, and so thank you, first of all, for coming in. Because
man, this is such a treat. I'm so glad to meet you.
Wow.
It's an honor to meet you.
Oh, you're very kind, man, because I saw you. You got everybody, a whole crowd over there, and you're recording live here at the Fish down here in Nashville.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm not on a mission, because I do it under the radar, but I always talk about my faith. So
right.
We were talking about how I got on the radio, and then I got on the radio, and I said, I believe in God. Right. I actually said that in New York.
Wow.
And then I go, and my news guy, who he's listening now, you know, he's an agnostic, but I always tell him, praise Jesus, praise Jesus. You know, I have fun with him. You know? Yes, he goes, I don't follow him on Twitter. He goes, you going to follow me? I go, when you follow Jesus, I'll follow you.
On Twitter.
So, but I have a levity, but you know many people out there believe in Jesus, but also we have a swath of the Orthodox Jewish audience that listens to us. Matthew, it's everybody with faith. The Muslim, we have Muslim people calling with faith is strong.
That's incredible.
But I'm feeling there's a force out there that's trying to take it away. Yeah, yeah. You're leading the pack, man.
Well, without question, you're leading it too. I mean, for you to have a strong faith and to, in your own unique way, with your unique platform, to speak out about that. And, you know, a lot of times the best example we can set is beyond our words. It's just how we live our lives. Because, you know, I think a lot of people tend to criticize somebody who would call themselves a Christian or have a faith in Jesus, say, well, how come your life doesn't match the words you say,
you know?
I always think about that in my own life. And I grew up a preacher's kid, Joe.
Oh, look at that.
You know, and I got pretty good about, like, kind of looking the part,
yeah.
but maybe not living the part. And so now here I am. I'm known as a Christian music singer. And, man, I'm just, what I sense in this world is there are so many people who feel like all hope is gone. And so they're searching for hope. But they're trying to find it in all the wrong things, right?
Yeah.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
My life story, bro.
Yeah, and so I just hope with my music that I can point people to the true source of hope that I've found in my life. The only thing that's brought me through my weakest moments is my faith in God, and that's what I sing songs about.
Yeah, and it's okay to talk about that now. Matthew West, where do you find your inspiration? You know, there's a buddy, Mike Lindell's a buddy.
Mm.
He's Mr. My Pillow.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody has fun with Mr. My Pillow.
I love those commercials.
Oh, and he's a great guy.
And you know what he wears outside of his shirt
Bingo.
On those commercials?
Amen.
He's got a cross.
Thank you.
Just like you have on your lapel.
That's right. You know what? And with Mike, he would be vilified. Sometimes he would go on. He told me the story when he went on to some kind of shopping network, and he said, "Oh, you're gonna have to lose the cross." He goes, "I lose the cross, you're losing me."
Wow.
And his faith is so strong. He had Matthew. Not only I know this is it's like mostly New York audience, although we broadcast all around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com, and we love it. So you may not understand it, but do you get like a calling when you write your lyrics? Do you feel it? Is it that strong?
I really do feel that, Joe, and I think you're right too about what we're up against. There is going to be, you know, your faith isn't really your faith until you have to stand up for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and are
well
you willing
said.
To stand
well,
up
well
for
said.
It? And you know, I'm going to face criticism sometimes. Like when I write a song that does talk about my faith, there's people that don't like that. And so that's that test. It's like, hey, do I really believe this?
Yeah,
or do I just say that I believe this?
Yeah.
When it comes to writing my songs, you know, the inspiration comes from everywhere. I like to think the job of a songwriter is to seek out and find inspiration in what other people might see as ordinary, you know?
Yeah,
but
one
of the things that inspires me the most is I've actually gone on a mission collecting people's stories. And so people share their stories with me. I've collected thousands of true stories, or in the church we call it testimony.
Yeah.
Right?
People
sharing their story of what they've gone through. So I've written songs about, you know, Jordan, who recovered from drug addiction and was an All-American athlete who made some bad choices and yet God restored his life.
I write
songs about a single mom named Tanya whose husband just decided to take off and she's working two jobs to raise three kids, you know.
I write
songs about real stories, and that's really what inspires me, because I think people need to see, hey, wait a minute. I'm not the only one who's messed up. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not the only one who's got this chapter in my story that It's kind of messy, wait a minute, God still loves me through all of that? Man, if I can write songs that tap into that message, then I think people will really find hope.
How many millions of people are out there, man? You're number one. You're selling out all over the country. Oh, and when I open my mouth, and I always give a shout out to Salem Media, you know, we're the flagship station of Salem, and I could say, praise Jesus. I could say, I believe in God. You know, in Washington, when they say something that's so inflammatory, so anti-Semitic, you know, I can go right up against that and just say, my faith is strong. You should, we have, I believe most of the listeners are along the same mindset that we have, man.
I totally agree. And you know what? Every time I perform in New York, people come out and they come out of the woods and they say, hey, we need you to come out here more, right? Yeah. Or a great example is I spent some time in D.C. and was doing some lobbying on behalf of songwriters, you know, because a lot of the legislation has really negatively impacted songwriters over the years. Yeah. So I got the chance to go meet with these congressmen. I was sitting down with all these different congressmen. I had one congressman was like, hey, can we pray together? I'm like, you're kidding me. Another one was like, hey, there's a song of yours. Started singing, quoting my lyrics. I mean, you don't want to hear a congressman sing, but he's quoting my lyrics. And he said, I just want you to know that song got me through a tough time. Here's these congressmen wanting to take a picture with a Christian singer.
Great stuff.
And so there's hope there.
And when I listen to the great Bruce Springsteen, you know, I know, folks.
The great Bruce Springsteen.
I mean, Bruce, good Jersey, man.
Seriously.
You know? But meantime, I know you're listening, and people have a problem with Bruce's politics. I put all of that aside. He mentions Jesus. Bruce does.
Oh, yeah.
He mentions God. Awesome. He mentions the church. He hears it. But I don't know that it goes by people. I think they latch on to that. You know?
I think, you know, you hear it in a lot of these music makers. I mean, they're even if they haven't found that source, they're searching for it, right?
Oh,
one of my favorite Bruce songs, I mean, all of his classics, obviously. Yeah. I know every word of every Bruce song.
Look at that.
Maybe, not everyone, but the song, The Rising, that he wrote after 9/11.
Best.
He says, come on up for the rising. Yeah, yeah. It feels like a church service.
That's right.
But that's a song about
what?
Hope
in
a hopeless
situation. That's right. You know, you're so astute, young man. You really are, because that record, I'm old, I call it The Record. The Rising. And I met somebody walking down the beach in Jersey Shore, and she told me I lost my brother in 9/11. And I said, I'm sorry. I gave her a hug. And I said, you know, the best chronicle, the most healing device, if you went through that, is Bruce Springsteen's album, The Rising. And she said, you're right on the money, Joe. Every word. And I told Bruce, I said, Bruce, how did you write like that? You know what he said? He goes, man, Joe, that's my neighborhood.
That's my neighborhood.
Just like what you're saying.
It was close to home. That goes back. You're writing. I think the most powerful music comes from real life.
Yeah,
it comes from story.
Yeah,
you know? And every story's touched by tragedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And a lot of times, man, I think people feel like I'm all alone in my tragedy. And 9/11 was something that brought the whole nation together with a common tragedy, sadly. But that record...
Yeah.
There was hope in that record, wasn't there?
Hey, there's hope when I see young folks like yourself, man, leading the way.
Joe.
Matthew West, man, this kid's a star.
I appreciate you,
grabbed him
man.
In the middle of a ton of interviews down here in Nashville. And you know what? Thanks for joining us on AM 970, The Answer in New York. We are honored to have you.
Hey.
Honored to know you. Godspeed, my young friend.
You come back to Nashville. We'll go get some hot chicken together. All right?
God bless, man.
Appreciate
Thank
you,
brother.
Man.
Thank you, man. Matthew West right there. That's Matthew West with your pal here, Joe Piscopo. Just great. Great kid. Just so refreshing. And plus, his album is great. You listen to the music, you always think, Christian music, what is that? It is great. You got to check out Matthew West. And it was just, you know, it was great. The kid, he's a kid. If he's 20-something, you know, he's a kid and you love, that's the future. So there is hope. There is hope. Do not despair. You will hear everything negative. Put that aside. Curtis Ellis is going to join us live on the radio. Senior Policy Advisor with America First Policy, and Jim Meskimen as well. You don't want to miss. Right now, Susie Cerrone doing a great job in for Debbie Duhaime. Susie, good morning to you, my dear.
Good morning, Joe. Well, some better news in Queens. A stalled bus, poof, it's gone. LIE West on its 74th Street. You've got everything reopened there. And in Brooklyn, a crash on the BQE southbound by the Kosciuszko Bridge, gone as well. An accident on the Jackie Robinson northbound near Forest Park Drive, still being wrapped up. Inbound George, good to go. Inbound Lincoln 10, in at the Holland 10 to 15 from either approach. Alternate side in effect. Accident on the always busy Route 4 eastbound at Bell Avenue in Teaneck. That's got the left lane blocked. Crash on the Parkway northbound at 135 in Clark. That's off onto the right shoulder. No problems on the New York State Thruway. Hang in there in Greenwich. An accident on 95 northbound. Your exit 2 is gone, but 95 northbound is still hammered from the state line on up, and 287 eastbound in Westchester slow from just after the Hutch out towards 95. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970. The answer.
Answer from Frank. Show on the radio.
Okay,
love these
keep
guys.
It up.
I love these guys. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thank you, Susie.
Are you tired
of dealing with dummies, friends? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. I'm going to give you the 925. I'm going to give you the 925. You got 5 minutes. It's 920 right now. You got till 925. First five callers, next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. All European models are excluded. But when you go to Route 22 Toyota and you see the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, the brand spanking new largest indoor automobile showroom in New Jersey, baby. A brand new customer lounge. You're going to love it. And you don't have to deal with dummies. You could talk with Alex Kinsella. Alex can offer you the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, as I always tell you about. But you know what? If you call now, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, you're one of the first five callers. In the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. You got till 9:25. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas has some predictions for the Democrats.
I'll tell you what. I do not think that Biden has any chance, and so he's gonna go away. If Bernie Sanders is the nominee, we're gonna have in November a landslide. It's gonna be more than 40 states for Trump. There's little doubt that we will take the Congress back.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. By the way, the Michaels of Brooklyn, do we have a winner there, Frankie Five Boroughs? The winner is?
Yeah, the winner is a guy named Frank, which
Hi, Frank.
Is very near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Obviously...
The question, I'm sorry, Frank, which modern-day city was the center of the Roman Empire under Constantine? And the answer is...
Istanbul.
Frank. Who knew?
Waiting for me?
I knew that one, actually. And this is our winner, Frank, actually is a listener all the way in Massachusetts. So just goes to show you, more and more people are listening all over the place. Congratulations.
Yeah, and
Frank Skowronski.
There you go, Frank. Thank you so much for listening up in New England, and we appreciate that very much. You're going to love Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. By the way, Frank, if you come down and you're down in New York and you go to the city, you got to get to a borough that is known as Brooklyn, baby, and you got to go to Avenue R. Nostrand. That is the neighborhood where Michael's of Brooklyn is, and it ain't just Michael's of Brooklyn, the restaurant. It's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, and it's right there in the neighborhood, and they make the sauce right there in the neighborhood at Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. I love that. And then when you go there, you see Fred and you see Johnny, and you're just going to have fun because Michael is there, Marianne is there, Enzo will greet you, the great staff will meet you there, the ambiance, the heritage, the authentic Italian legacy that lives within Michael's of Brooklyn, you will love it. And you can't get it anywhere else. One of a kind restaurant, Michael's of Brooklyn, right there. One of the five best Italian restaurants in America. And this according to the Food Network, by the way. So yeah, get the sauce and congratulations, Frank. The sauce is coming to you up there in New England. But if you're at your supermarket all across America, and as you listen on AM970TheAnswer.com all across this great country, look on your supermarket shelves and take home that Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Best sauce anywhere. It's Brooklyn in a jar. And again, if you're in New York, it's Avenue R in Nostrand. That's where you want to go in Brooklyn to experience Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 925. Curtis Ellis, senior policy advisor with America First Policy. He was a senior policy advisor with the Donald Trump campaign. Curtis, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
I am great.
It's great to have you with us. I know everybody. We talked with everybody, and we talked to Mr. Kehoe, who knows you, and we know. Then Charlie Finch always talks highly of Curtis Ellis, and now I had to retweet your last article that you sent out, and you said please retweet about China, about the coronavirus. This was a vital read from Curtis Ellis. God bless you for doing that. Fill us in on your latest the latest article that you wrote about this whole situation happening with China, with the tariffs, with the Trump campaign. And you know what, Curtis, with this coronavirus affecting everybody.
Yeah. Well, look, I, of course, wish everybody a speedy recovery from the coronavirus. And it's, that goes without saying. And we don't know the numbers coming out of China. They're notoriously unreliable. But one thing we do know, Joe, is that this the coronavirus and this terrible outbreak, where they've got hundreds of millions of people locked down, locked in their house. They can't leave the house. They can't go out. They can't go to the factory. They can't go to work.
Yeah.
So this shows how stupid it was for American companies to move all of their manufacturing to China, right? It's like, I was taught as a kid, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Well, these schmoes, these masters of the universe and the MBA business administration graduates from Harvard, they all decided it's a great idea to close down every factory in America and move them all to China, right? Where you've got this government, you can't trust what they're saying. They cover things up. They hide things. Besides the fact they're just blatant communists and don't believe in private property, what could possibly go wrong with making your entire company dependent on a sole source supplier that's run by a dictator? Well, we're discovering what could possibly go wrong. Right now, the truth is, this is what we do know, is that that economy is flat. China is shut down. The factories are closed. Apple has said it's not going to meet its revenue targets because, number one, it can't sell anything in China because all of its stores are closed. Number two, it can't get iPhones and parts out of China because all of its factories are closed. Now, Tim Cook, the chairman of Apple, he's the genius who came up with the idea of global supply chains. Apple used to make its products in the United States, but they decided it'd be cheaper to make them with the slave labor in China, because if you ask for a higher wage in China, you get shot. So what a great idea. Let's get cheap labor out of China. Plus, the Chinese government gave all of these companies free factories. They took the land from the peasants. They built a factory and they said, okay, make your stuff here. You don't have to pay for the factory. We'll give you the factory and we'll give you a workforce that will never ask for more money. And the American companies found this irresistible. Fact of the matter is, and here's where it gets really scary, folks, and I don't want to cause panic, but this is just the reality. We can fix this, and we better fix it quick. 80% of the antibiotics that we use in the United States come from Wuhan, China.
I know.
That's right.
I can't. And I'm reading here. I'm reading your article here. 95% of U.S. imports of ibuprofen come from China. 91% of U.S. imports of hydrocortisone. 70% of U.S. imports of acetaminophen, you know, the Tylenols. 45% of U.S. imports of penicillin. 80% of the U.S. supply of antibiotics are made in China. And now you're telling me it's in the Wuhan province there, Curtis?
Yeah, that's where most of the pharmaceutical manufacturing is, in Wuhan, which is the one that's locked down. And China has declared face masks, those surgical as medical masks that everybody's wearing, a strategic resource and will not let them be exported. Guess where we get all our face masks from? We don't even make those here. Those are made in China. The world supply of those medical face masks are made in China. Now, the reason I'm putting all this out there is, like, it's time to get back to the basics. We've got to start making things in this country again. It is no reason. There is it makes the coronavirus shows that it makes no sense to be concentrating everything, locating everything in China. You know, some guy in the Harvard Business School came up with this theory of we're going to have division of labor on a global scale. So, you know, all the opera singers are going to come from Italy and all the manufacturing is going to be done in China and all of the bond traders are going to come from the United States. What a brilliant idea that was.
Yeah. Gosh almighty, it's so true. And now, what happened? You know, people talked about the recession, right? With the recession that President Trump's China tariffs were supposed to cause. What happened with that, dare I ask, Curtis Ellis?
Yeah, that never happened. Again, these geniuses get everything wrong. They were, see, on the tariffs, they said, well, look, you know, we've got this interdependent global economy. And if you disturb any one part of it, it's going to mess up the whole thing. And so by putting a tariff, a 15 or 20% tariff on stuff coming from China, that's going to cause catastrophic disruption of the global economy and we're going to have a recession. Well, that never happened. But now we're going to see what happens when you shut down the entire production line for everything. Arlington, Texas, GM plant makes Silverado trucks. You got another one down there in Flint, Michigan. They make SUVs. Yeah. They say they may have to shut down because they can't get parts out of China.
Whoa, man.
You know, we used to make all these auto parts in the United States. You know, we used to make cars in Flint, and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Now they make the cars in Mexico, and you can't drink the water in Flint. I mean, it's nuts.
And now, you know, it's funny that you say that, but it's sad but true. Now I'm reading here on your article, the FBI is uncovering China's infiltration of American industry, university, and research labs, while the Commerce Department is taking steps to counter China's subsidies and predatory trade policies that are bankrupting American businesses. So the president steps up, and he's right. And not to mention, all of this says nothing about the military buildup that Peter Navarro and everybody and that you have been talking about, the military buildup from China. So, but let me go back to the antibiotics made over there in the Wuhan province. Are we doing anything about this, Curtis?
Well, Peter Navarro has talked about the need to bring these supply chains back here. And the other day, I was talking to the CEO of Pfizer, and I said the same thing. I said, you know, a lot of the pharmaceutical people, I'm not talking about these people in particular, but a lot of the people in the pharmaceutical companies are not real happy about President Trump talking about importing, you know, cheaper prescription drugs from overseas. And I said, well, look, how about you start making it here in the United States? That's your counter to all of this. If you don't want to see this stuff coming from overseas, make it in the United States. Real simple. But Peter Navarro has talked about that, and it's time we do that. And, you know, I personally would like to see, you know, I think it'd be a good idea. They're talking about tax cuts 2.0, doing another tax cut. How about we give all these companies 100% write-off immediately if they build a factory in the United States and start making it here again? You know, that'd be – because that's what China did. That's exactly what China did. They gave this enticement, and they say so you make a big profit by moving your company to China.
Yeah, then the
game.
I know then the progressives will say, oh, you're giving all the companies the tax breaks. They have no idea. That's exactly what we have to do.
I've been railing about jobs.
That's exactly right. And they build communities by the tens of thousands. I've been railing about it for years. Curtis, well said. Hey, on something, you know, way off of the economy, the hypocrisy of those on the left who want to throw Roger Stone in prison but want to protect illegal aliens in sanctuary cities. I mean, really, I'm hoping, I mean, I talk to you like a friend of the show that you are, Curtis, that the president pardons Roger Stone. And I guess we find out what his sentence is going to be tomorrow. But the hypocrisy in Washington is just second to none.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Look, the Democrat, you've got President Trump doing criminal justice reform, ending these overly harsh prison terms for people convicted of low-level crimes.
Yeah.
That's what President Trump's doing. The Democrats, they want to get blood from a stone. You know, they want to throw Roger Stone in jail for 9 years. This guy did nothing. What did he do? You can't even explain what he did. He was convicted of supposedly lying to Congress.
Right.
And he was being asked about something that never happened. There was no Russia collusion. There was no, you know, grand conspiracy between the Russians and the WikiLeaks and the Roger Stones and the Trump campaign. They knew that. By the time they started questioning Roger Stone, they knew there was nothing there. But they went ahead and caught him supposedly lying to Congress. And I tell you what, Joe, I'm sure most of your listeners, they don't think lying to Congress is a crime because, look, Congress lies to us all the time.
Yeah. Frankie was saying the same exact thing.
Turnabout's fair play, you know. I mean,
yeah. So, and then I'm looking at the pardons too. Is that there were African Americans pardoned, people from all walks of life pardoned, and now they're just saying like Angela Stanton, for example. But they're just saying, oh, it's just his white rich friends, and that is wrong and that is erroneous concerning the presidential pardons yesterday.
Yeah. And look, the Democrats want to pardon the fellow who shot Kate Steinle in San Francisco.
Yeah.
They say you can't deport illegal alien criminals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they actually want to spend taxpayer money to bring them back. Right. Man. We should go searching the world for criminals that have been deported from the United States and pay to bring them back. It's like, I don't think so.
Curtis Ellis, you got to Google Curtis Ellis, and then it's a vital read every time I go to find this fine man who is the senior policy advisor with America First Policy. Curtis, keep up the fight, my brother. Thank you for – hey, you know what? Thanks for making it plain speak for dumb people like me, man. I appreciate it, you know?
Well, that's the only way I understand it.
thank you, Curtis. Keep up the great work, my friend. Curtis Thanks. Ellis right there. Joe on the radio, 936 on AM 970. The answer, Jim Meskimen, one of the most brilliant stand-up comics. He might be the world's greatest impressionist, I'm telling you. And he's going to join us live right here on Piscopo in the Morning. And I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. It's a 936. Try to get to them as soon as I can. Big Al standing by with the headline news. Just for use, AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
43 degrees at 937. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new survey finds summonses for quality of life crimes have dropped 48% since they were decriminalized in 2017. The John Jay College study finds there were just over 79,000 criminal citations for things like drinking and urinating in public in 2016, just over 5,000 in 2017. It dropped so dramatic, one professor told The Post, he wondered if it's recording or reporting issues. Cops still have the option to issue a criminal summons if the behavior merits it. A new study links bedtimes to a higher risk of obesity in children. Swedish researchers found that preschool children who regularly went to bed after 9 p.m. had a wider waist and higher body mass index by the end of the study. The author of the study said that doesn't mean parents should get their preschoolers into bed as early as possible. Instead, they should focus on keeping a regular routine and scheduling meals and bedtimes. The study is published in yesterday's edition of the journal Pediatrics. In sports, Devils shutout in St. Louis by the Blues by the final of 3-0. We've got college hoops tonight on The Answer, Syracuse at Louisville. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. Over on WMCA, Seton Hall will host Butler. The tip-off there is at 6:30. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Sunny skies and it's 42 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Alternate side is in effect. Crash in Queens on the Jackie Robinson northbound at Forest Park Drive is still being cleared. Inbound, George, good to go for either deck. Inbound Lincoln 10 to 15. Same at the Holland 10 to 15 from either approach. An accident in Teaneck on Route 4 eastbound at Bell Avenue blocks the left lane. Delays on the Parkway northbound into 135 in Clark. An accident on the right shoulder. No problems on the New York State Thruway north or southbound between Westchester and Rockland. But in Westchester, 287 eastbound is slow from exit 9 for the Hutch into the New England Thruway. And the New England Thruway northbound is slow from the state line to exit 2 from an earlier accident in Greenwich. That is gone. Checking your forecast for today, partly sunny and windy with a high of 44. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27 in the city. Thursday, mostly cloudy and 37. Friday, sunny and 35. The payoff is the weekend, folks. Saturday and Sunday, sunny each day with a high near 50. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Joe on the radio, 939 right now, telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate, the best agency for you. They're unique because they only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. They'll be with you every step of the way. They're a true full-service company. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly, you got count on Calamine & Company Real Estate. They get the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties. It's very interesting, you know, because they're regularly hired, Calamine is, by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates of the court, right? And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. They have 100% of properties brought to market. They sell 100%. No broker can make that claim. Calamine & Company, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island, 718-998-1100. It's 718-998-1100. Or go, please, to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors and Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There is no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors and Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. Or visit their website, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo, tell you about Retro Fitness. Look at this. You go to Retro Fitness. If you go to get the $0 enrollment that we are offering, the ultimate membership, at Retro, look at it. Child sitting you can get. Look, smoothie bar, excuse me. The Pro Shop, unlimited tanning, locker room, free Wi-Fi, personal training. Are you kidding me? Everything Retro has to offer is great. They have these group fitness classes, hydro massage, unlimited guest privileges, access to all of the Retro Fitness locations with a $0 enrollment. Just in time to get that body in shape for summer, baby. I'm just saying. So we'd love you to go to Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. Stacy is standing by. And thanks for calling. So many people are calling, man, from the show. It's 908-238-3695. And Stacy's great. She'll tell you what you need to know. We'd love for you to come down to Flemington. But you know what? If you're around the metropolitan area, just look at Retro Fitness, and around the country as you listen, check out Retro Fitness. You're going to love it. Go to RetroFitness.com, and you'll find the location near you. But we'd love you down at Flemington, New Jersey, 908-238-3695, 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the plains. Hang on to the rain, I have a smile on my face.
I walk down the lane, yeah, with a happy, happy refrain, yeah.
Oh, I'm singing in the rain. Yeah, I'm singing in the rain. Oh,
this is Jim Eskerman. Doing a series of voices of Singing in the Rain, the brilliant Jim Eskerman. Jim, welcome back to the show, brother. It's been too long. Great to have you with us this morning, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. It's great to hear your voice. Hey, thanks you for having me on. I appreciate
you,
it.
You're really great to hear you and your many voices. Hey, did you do the trumpet sound too in that? Was that you that did that?
Yeah, I do. I do a little trumpet.
I knew it. Jim, you got to tell me, if you go to Jim Meskimen, you got to check it out. First, how are you, my friend? All good? Everything good? Working
I'm good.
Crazy?
I'm really
I know.
Good. I'm really good. Yeah, everything's going great. Yeah.
So when you sent out these videos, and I sent it to Frank, and we're like cynical, snarky, you know, wise guy, New York, New Jersey people, you know, and we go, wow, this guy is so brilliant. You put out, and I want you, maybe you could resend it to me, and I'll retweet it. You as Picard, as Patrick Stewart. And then against Robert De Niro.
Yes, I decided to have a little rap battle, Joe, you know, because there's so much contention between the Americans and the Brits. If I may interrupt, Patrick, I would say that it's not contention. It's just, you stink and we don't. So I made a rap battle between the two of them, yeah.
And then the Robert De Niro, I hate this when people do this to me, but you, Robert De Niro talking to Patrick Stewart, that sounded like?
Well, that's what I was, I don't know if you listened, Joe, I was just doing that, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, I got it.
You mook, you stinker, so I created this argument between. Yes, you created an argument between two people who never really should even be in an elevator together, let alone some sort of rap stage.
You know what's so funny is that how do you morph the fate? Did you morph it electronically? Tell us about the technique.
That's all done with it. That's the deep fake. The deep fake technique is very interesting and very disturbing to a lot of people. I don't know how it's done exactly. There's a guy in England named Shamuk. His real name is Sam, but his handle is Shamuk. And he contacted me and said, I want to work with with an impressionist and see, what we can do. And so we've done several videos together. We did one about a deeper look at the life of an impressionist, where I played 18 or 20 different celebrities. And every time I do the voice and the body, the software that he uses, and he goes to quite a bit of trouble, puts that celebrity's face very convincingly onto my face. And the first time I saw it, I thought, this is too weird. But it's astonishing. It just gets better and better. So I don't think it'll be too long before you can, people made a joke about it, but I think it's true that you could go to Netflix and go, I'd like to see I'd like to see this movie, but I would like to see it with this actor starring in it.
You know what's great? This is like the new age of impressions now. And if you check it out, if you listen, and we'll send you, we're going to go to the tweets if you go to Jersey Joe Piscopo, or you check out Jim Meskimen on Twitter as well, and we'll get it out on the station, AM970TheAnswer.com. You take an electronic effect, and yet your voice, your mannerisms are impeccable. And you could see your face in it, but they electronically put, when you did Patrick Stewart, when you did De Niro, it was like impeccable like that. And you've done a series of these already, correct, Jim?
Yeah, I did some of George W. Bush, by the way, as well. I did George W. Bush looks up big words in a dictionary. And did some of those, and those are on there, too. So,
I like that. Who does it? Do you do all the writing, too, Jim?
Yeah, I do. I do the writing. Yeah, I'm responsible for that bit. So I write the poems and the rap battles, you know, because I do so much rap. It's second nature.
I know, but the rap is a great, you know what, I got to tell you, back in the day, I remember I did Andy Rooney rapping, my goodness gracious, Andy Rooney rapping 60 Minutes, and it was like, and I did it, it's a great vehicle, though. It's a great vehicle to be able to do it, to go back and forth, but with sure. Patrick Stewart doing it, it's hysterical. Hey, you know what, we've been thinking about you all week, because George Washington's birthday is coming up February 22nd, uh-huh. and the week's... the weeks leading up to George Washington's birthday, do you find yourself in demand to do more appearances as George Washington? Do they actually call you for that?
Not a thing. It's probably there this year. No, nobody cares. But it still was fun, though, that Geico commercial. That was a lot of fun.
It was Geico, right? I think I said something. It was Geico. That was hysterical.
Yeah, that's how we met. You were kind enough to give a shout out about it.
I love it. Nice. And then you ad libbed big man with a horn. You ad libbed that line, correct?
Big man with a horn. That's right. Big man with a horn.
Yeah. And now, who did you admire growing up, Jim? Was it like you're younger than I am? I remember. What are you thinking?
I admired you. I admired, but when I was really young, I think I'm probably a little older than you. The great Rich Little was really he was the guy that broke all the ice.
Yeah,
he was the guy that, you know. And I've met him finally, but when you go back and look on YouTube, Rich Little is very well represented in his heyday. And you know, he was there with those guys. He was there with Jimmy Stewart and Orson Welles and. Dean Martin, and that's a great, as you know, it's a great advantage to doing an impression. It's actually being next to the person and hearing them directly and seeing them. You can't exchange that. That's huge because you're getting it right from the source. And he's just a damn good impressionist and still working today. I think he's still out touring around and mainly kind of concentrates on his top, you know, six or seven, which I would too.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, you know what? Oh, God, you're going to hate me for doing this. William Shatner doing Shakespeare. I mean, I heard that's in the your entourage there, correct?
Shakespeare and celebrity voices, yeah. Yeah. That is the question. Well, there's no way to mind some of the things that is about making sports in a war.
You got it there. Hey, Jim, thanks. Listen, when you're in New York, you come into the studio, my friend, all right?
Absolutely will. And I've sent you the link to the deepfake. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for having me on. I love you guys.
We're gonna put it out there. Thanks. Jim Eskimen right there. 9:51 with Joe on the radio. Traffic with Susie Cerrone in for Debbie Duhaime. We love you, Debbie. We miss you. Hope you're feeling better. Susie doing a great job. We appreciate it. How are we doing this morning?
Joe, it got really slow all of a sudden on the Deegan South, and it's the worst I've seen all morning long. You've got delays on the Deegan Southbound from right around West 230th down to the Cross Bronx, and the Cross Bronx Westbound is packed from just before the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound George. There's an accident in Queens on the Grand Central Eastbound at Parsons Boulevard, blocking lane. Inbound George, good to go for either deck. 5 at the Lincoln, 5 to 10 at the Holland. Alternate side in effect. It's a crash in Bridgewater, 287 northbound near exit 13. An earlier accident on Route 4 eastbound by Bell Avenue and Teaneck is gone. Good to go on the New York State Thruway, also in Westchester. 287 eastbound is back up to speed from the Hutch out to 95 from an earlier accident on 95 northbound in Greenwich. Now just minor delays getting through the area. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The number one reason I started taking Balance of Nature was the quality, and I think the proven science behind it piqued my interest. I've tried so many different types of supplements, whether they're dietary supplements or just general vitamins. This is the only dietary supplement that I've ever taken where I actually felt a noticeable change. To me, that speaks volumes.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato will be on at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 2 so that we may bring you NCAA basketball. That's the Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Today will turn out mostly sunny, blustery, and chilly with a high of 48. Clear early tonight, then some clouds late tonight, and much colder. Low 28 in Midtown, 20 to 25 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sun, brisk and colder, high 37. For Friday, mostly sunny, breezy and cold, high 36, milder this weekend. AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe Lumberg, telling you about Dello Russo Laser Vision. Their family-held and owned medical practice. They specialize in LASIK as well as eye exams, contact lenses, regular frames and lenses, cataract surgery, and more. You know, someone said when I put my sunglasses on yesterday morning, and they said, where did you get the sunglasses? I got them over there at Dello Russo. They have it's one-stop shopping. And now, if you want to check just your vision and get a full, what you need, you got to go to Dello Russo. Now, if you want LASIK surgery, Dr. Joseph's experience with LASIK dates back to 1990, and he purchased the first laser in the world with this cutting-edge technology put into practice, and his research led to FDA approval for LASIK. Dello Russo Laser Vision. That's where you got to go. And you know what? If you don't need glasses, you don't need surgery. Dr. Dello Russo is going to tell you that. That's what I love about Dr. Dello Russo. He said, Joe, you're going to need cataracts someday, but not right now. And I said, great. I don't have to get anything done right now, which was great, you know? He evaluated my eyes and was so honest. He, by the way, did the LASIK vision for Frankie Five Boroughs and for Albert, and we want you to go get your eyes checked at Dello Russo. And if you need LASIK surgery, you want to go to Dello Russo Laser Vision, right? You check this out. Call Dello Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Dello Russo himself, 855-646-2020. It's 855-646-2020, or visit, please, DelloRusso.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. 956. We're going to get out of here. Let me grab Frankie's been holding up there. Frankie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yeah, Joe, it's Frankie Pace. How you doing, man?
Frankie Pace, how are you, brother? There's the man, one of the funniest guys in the world. So great to hear your voice, Frank. How are you, darling?
Great, man. I got to talk to you real fast because I know you don't have much time. Yeah. My next-door neighbor thought I was a little crude, so she gave me this book and told me to read it. When I heard you talking about God and everything, yeah. It's called 23 Minutes in Hell by Bill Weissman. Scared the crap out of me. I'm telling you, man, I'm going to have to go and get rolls of paper for the next month.
You're gonna go to church from now on, huh? 23 of the church is 23 Minutes in Hell. You know, Frankie, one day you got to come in the studio because this is one of the funniest, I'm telling you, listen, one of the funniest cats in the world. And he is a wild man on stage. Wild man on stage. Frankie, and we've had so much fun through the years, man, out of the improvisation. I was talking to somebody about that the other day. Frankie, Pete, they don't understand what the clubs were like, man, back in the day. Remember those all-night sets we would do?
They were great. Huh? There were not as many 5,000 comedians in my neighborhood.
Yeah, Frankie, I love you, man. Give my love to the family, and we'll check it out.
Okay, 23 Minutes in Hell by Bill Weiss. You got to read it.
23 Minutes in Hell. Well, you are on. Thank you so much, Frankie Pace. Frankie Pace, my man right there. And I see the calls. We'll go there tomorrow if we can, because we got a break from Mike Gallagher right now. You don't want to miss Mike at 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Frankie, thanks for a great show, man. Appreciate your hard work,
thank you,
my friend. And Albert, thank you, my friend. You know I love you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So fat.
And Susie Cerrone for Debbie. Hopefully Debbie will be back tomorrow. And we're going to be back tomorrow. Yep, on Thursday. I'm going to run in, do some things for Fox Nation that I will report in on tomorrow morning. And then we got, I'll be on Kennedy's show tomorrow with Judge Napolitano. We got a lot to talk about and a lot to get into tomorrow morning right here on AM 970 The Answer. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
42 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police looking for the person who stole a vehicle in Brooklyn with a boy in the back seat. Police say the 11-year-old child later allowed to leave the car. Woman parked on 86th Street in Bath Beach late yesterday morning and left it running. She told police a man got in and took off. The most congested area for truck drivers in America is New Jersey. The American Transportation Research Institute named the Interstate 95 Route 4 intersection the most congested in the country for the second straight year. That spot not far from the George Washington Bridge. The top 100 also includes 287 in Piscataway and the BQE by the Bell Parkway in Brooklyn. The company uses GPS data from more than a million trucks to form their list from 300 locations. In sports, Devils shut out by the Blues 3-0. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.